Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Hey there, devs. Let's dive into what's been cooking in the tech world this week. First up, GIMP 3.0 has finally dropped. This is huge for the open source image editing community. We're talking a complete UI overhaul and some serious performance upgrades. If you've been holding off on GIMP because of its dated look, now's the time to give it another shot. In the, well, that's concerning department, a security researcher just bagged $50,000 by exploiting an AI agent. This isn't just about the cache, it's a wake-up call for potential vulnerabilities in AI systems. As we keep pushing the boundaries of AI, we need to stay vigilant about security. Speaking of tech giants, the US FTC has launched a broad antitrust investigation into Microsoft. This could shake things up in the industry big time. Keep an eye on this one. It might affect how we all do business down the line. For you performance junkies out there, there's a fascinating benchmark study comparing memory requirements for running 1 million concurrent tasks across different programming languages and runtimes in 2024. If you're working on high concurrency systems, this is definitely worth a look. Now let's get under the hood. Linux 6.13 staging just cleared out a whopping 107,000 lines of code. This isn't just spring cleaning, it's about removing old, unmaintained drivers to improve kernel maintainability. Less cruft means a leaner, meaner kernel. FFmpeg's Git repo has landed some Vulkan video enhancements. This could mean some serious performance boosts for video processing. If you're working with video at scale, you'll want to check out these commits. Microsoft's been busy too, patching their Exchange Server fix. Yeah, you read that right. They're fixing the fix. If you're running Exchange Server, make sure you're up to date to avoid any headaches. Unfortunately, we didn't find a standout repo to highlight this week, but hey, that just means more time to work on your own projects, right? And here's a shower thought to leave you with. If we spend as much time fixing tech debt as we do arguing about tabs versus spaces, our code bases would be pristine. Think about that next time you're in a coding standards debate. Remember, you can find all the code mentioned in this episode at compiler.io. Keep coding, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io